Just in Time Devotionals. Series Reset, The Great Reset, Isaiah 1:18. Do not resist. We have learned very well that pretending that nothing happened is a serious mistake. If there is something that is bothering you, better pay attention to it. It is better to sit down in time, confess, resolve, bring it to light, and after confessing and bringing it to light, to be free in God. This is important that carrying around a lifetime with something that bothered us and that later became an offense, a pain, a resentment, and then took root, grew as a root of bitterness, and at the end has not allowed us to enjoy life in abundance, the love of God, and all the good that the Lord gives us daily. So we are at point one, how to make progress in forgiveness. We are talking about forgiveness. Simply because it is the first step to close cycles. Forgiveness, granted, is a closed cycle. It came out as a saying, right? Forgiveness granted is a cycle closed. That is very important. So forgiveness closes cycles and opens the door for a few or new beginnings, for a true reset with intention, with purpose, not by guessing or because something did not work, that we turn off and on again. And the things went well. There must be an intention of transformation. That is the true reset and the true start again. So we need to close cycles. Let's remember a little that the number one point to really start over in God is a true repentance, opening the heart to Christ. The second step is to close cycles. We are in that second step, to close cycles. We have to forgive. Learn to receive forgiveness and forgive. And how do we get there? First, taking the initiative. And when taking the initiative, the first thing we have to do is recognize that something happened. It bothered us. And that we have to confront it in love, with the right motivation and intention. Otherwise, we will not solve anything and we will not advance, because the whole problem will remain latent there. The discomfort will continue forever, and even if you love, you will always have an obstacle to enjoy and be loved. To be loved, we need to take the initiative. And to take the initiative, we need to stop pretending that nothing happened. We already talked about that in the last devotional. So today, we will continue with taking the initiative. And this is very, very, very important. We talked about Genesis chapter 13 from 8 to 9. We summarize there the story of Abraham and Lot when they had a problem. Abraham did not expect his nephew Lot to return to him, waiting for Lot to take the initiative and ask for forgiveness and resolve the matter. Perhaps Abraham knew that Lot would never do it. So Abraham was the one who took the initiative. He sent for Lot, and I love what he said. Abraham said to Lot, "Let's don't let this conflict come between us or between those who take care of our animals, because after all, we are close relatives." What a bless! I believe that if we all had this attitude that Abraham had, we would avoid so many headaches over time, because we have the problem of letting so many things go by until we explode. We explode, we burst, and when we burst, we go against the whole world and we destroy, damage, offend, hurt. Then we have to ask for forgiveness and say, "It was not my intention," but we will never let go and let our hearts become a time bomb. So Abraham did not wait for Lot to take the initiative. You know that there will be people who will not take the initiative with you to ask for your forgiveness or to receive your forgiveness. Perhaps they will not do it, and even less so if they do not have God in their hearts. The only thing that is going to stand out in his life is pride, hardiness, because at some point we were also like that. Let's be honest. At some point we thought, "But if he was the one who offended me, why do I have to get closer? He or she is the one who has to approach me, to ask me for forgiveness." We take an attitude of arrogance. We destroy a relationship of years. We destroy a childhood friendship or a family relationship, even knowing that family is sacred, My beloved friends, we destroy it for some pride, haughtiness, arrogance, things that are not worth it. But anyway, that's how it happens. So Abraham tells Lot, let's not allow this conflict come between us. We are family. We are family. We are going to solve it. Taking the first step, my beloved friends, is important. Take the initiative. Some will call me pastor, but she is not coming to me. She doesn't call me. She doesn't do it. And it made me think a bit, and it makes me a little sad, when suddenly I hear some Christian saying, I haven't talked to my dad for years. I haven't talked to my mom for years. I haven't talked to my brothers for years, because they have never come to me to fix things. And I started at them and told them. Once I was talking to someone and I said, but don't wait to come to you. Take the initiative, because they do not have Christ in their hearts. It is assumed that if you have already received Christ in your heart and have the love of God, because you were loved, accepted, approved, forgiven by God, then you take the initiative. Someone once told me, my dad is like that. My mom is like that. I do prefer for them to be far away. I haven't spoken to them for years, and they have never spoken to me and never called me back. But now there is a difference. Now Christ is in your life. You have a new life. Teach him. You should take the initiative. On another occasion, a girl told me, but my dad never treats me well. He doesn't even tell me I love you or anything. He's there, but at the same time, he's not there. I told her, take the initiative. Can you imagine if God had said, let's wait for man to take the initiative to get closer to us? We would never have done it. That was never going to happen. That was never going to happen. So he took the initiative. Jesus took the initiative. He came looking for us. One of the ways in which we can recognize a true child of God who has been transformed and that the love of God regulates his life is that he doesn't wait. He takes the initiative and gives the first step of loving. Before receiving love, we are already granting it. This is wonderful. Abraham did that. They continue as relatives. God prosper him and bless him in a way that you have no idea. But he had a humble heart. He took the initiative. My beloved friends, you don't ignore problems. You don't go around the problems. We have to face them. For this, we have the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, as I was telling you, why we don't take the initiative? Why we don't take the first step? Number one, it could be pride. Do you know what Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10 says? Pride leads to conflicts. Those who follow the advice are wise. Because of pride, many times we don't take the first step to solve the conflict. We are always on the defensive, considering that someone else made a mistake and not us. And other times we don't take the initiative. We don't take the first step, perhaps for fear of confrontation. We hide behind the excuse. It is because I want to avoid discomfort. My friends, the Bible teaches that God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power, love, and self-control. Because we don't want to get hurt in the conflict, we are afraid of being rejected if we take that first step. Fear makes us bring up the subject every day and go around in circles so as not to confront it. How afraid we are of the phrase, we need to talk. Has someone ever told you, I need to talk to you? You start thinking, and now what did I do wrong? Now, what did I do wrong? Now, what did I mess up? Think, and we are afraid of it. Fear stops us, leads us to be insecure, and also out of fear we become controlling. What a big problem. It leads you to always be on the defensive and setting exaggerated limits so that you end up pushing away anyone who wants to get close to you. However, what is God's advice? God himself gives us the idea in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. The Bible tells us, come now, let's settle this matter, says the Lord. Even if your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Even if they are red as crimson, I will make them as white as wool. Isaiah 1:18. Where do I find the courage, the strength to take the initiative and take the first step towards reconciliation? In a perfect relationship with God, rest in the Lord. Let Him impact you with His presence. Let Him impact you with His love and learn to walk in His word. Take the first step. Now, clever pastor, I am going to take the initiative. I am going to take the first step. But since I have the idea of taking the initiative, how do I do it? What do I say? How do I get close? How do I take advantage of the moment? Among other things, you have to know how to take advantage. Look for the right moment. I want to give you some important tips so that you can take that first step and take the initiative. Number one, when you start the conversation, don't start this way. I come to talk to you and tell you that I forgive you. That's a serious mistake. If you seek forgiveness, don't do it that way, because the other person is going to say, and what happened to him? How come he forgives me? What did I do to him? You see? So the best way to do it is get involved in the problem. You've been part of it. You would better start by saying, you know what? I admit that I failed you. I admit that I got angry. I walked away. I did this. I did that. And my heart, little heart, I failed you. See? You calm down at once. You break the ice, because perhaps the other person is on the defensive to see what you are going to say. But you are not in the same position, in the same motivation. Remember that you have the Lord. He impacted you with His love. The soft answer removes the anger. Recognize that you failed first before showing the other their fault. Never go with the intention of making the other apologize. You start. So never say, I forgive you because, nor do I apologize because I did this. But you know what? Forgive me. But you did this, but you did that. But you, no. Don't do it this way. Begin to recognize that you failed. Be humble. Get involved if that is your true motivation to restore and forgive. Second, do not do it in public. Do it in private and in love. When we correct, let us correct with a spirit of meekness. We must have the good intention and the good motivation to do it. Therefore, do not correct in public. Do it in private. What a big mistake we make when we try to correct someone in front of others, or let others know the difference we have with a sibling, with a family member, with someone, that is to say, everyone knows the conflict that exists in the house, at work, to the point that we try to stay in good standing while the other person is seen as the one who failed. Never harm your brother's testimony, even if you are right. Let's have the right motivation to forgive. Are you willing to take the first step? Are you willing to take the initiative? This first point is important. The first step is very important to resolve conflicts and not pretend that nothing happened in order to forgive and close cycles. Don't miss tomorrow's devotional, because we will continue with the second point. Today we close the first chapter. This first point, that is taking the initiative, you already have an idea, as the Lord tells us in His Word, that we can do it. Do not miss the second point tomorrow. Let's pray. Father, I pray for each person who is receiving this devotional. Lord, Your Word sheds light on us. The way in which we receive it is simple. Help us to apply it, Lord, and to take that first step, to take the initiative, to close every gate, all open doors in our lives to resentment, to pain. Help us to be free, even to be free from the disease that has come because of that resentment of the heart. Help us, Lord. Only in Your true love will we know that forgiveness, to be able to grant it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos has spoken to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time, and invite you to subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Look for us as Devotional Just in Time. Click on subscribe and click on the bell. I invite you to follow me on social networks. You can find me as Pastor Lias HC. And if you are in Barranquilla or its surroundings, visit us at Carrera 49, number 72148, Thursdays at 7:30 p.m., Saturdays at 5 p.m., and on Sundays at 8 and 10 in the morning. We meet there to share together as a family and fill ourselves with God. A big hug. Blessings.